Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello again. Welcome to Big Chris Live, the live stream, and then the podcast, which you can find everywhere. DeanBlundell.com, our podcast network host, and all the assortment of regular apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Thank you to our recent uptick in Spotify subscriptions. Thank you for those taking us with you in audio form, whether it's in your car or maybe on your smart speaker in the kitchen while you're doing dishes. I don't know. I'm theorizing. I'm just spitballing as to what you might be doing, but thanks for having me along. My guest, very excited, very honored, and actually, you know, it's sometimes you see somebody every day, and you're like, you just get bored of them, you know, just, and it's nice that we've had this break, Melanie, and it's just great to reconnect, man.
We've had quite the break.
It feels like 2 weeks. It's only been like a 2 week break for me. It's gone like crazy. Oh,
wow. I was just saying to Ottawa, my boyfriend, I was like, I'm kind of nervous. It's weird because it's been, I know it's been so long since you and I have been, to me, it's been long since we've been doing like a show together. I've been still doing radio stuff, you know, just voice tracking or recording.
You're
shows.
Around.
I'm around, but I'm like on my own and just quick, you know, whatever. I haven't really had conversations with anyone. I haven't done it. Yeah. And I was like, I feel kind of nervous. It's weird.
No,
oh,
man.
What's up? I missed you.
We're in the same city too. And it's so funny how many people like DM'd me when you announced that you were moving to Ottawa too, for completely separate reasons, but kind of the same theme, but different reasons. Everyone was DMing me, like, yeah, you guys got a show there, don't you? You guys are just moving on. Like, no. I mean, hilarious if it was the case. That's quite a ruse to play. But no. But it is great to see you, man. And I hope we can connect
Thanks,
in person.
Buddy.
We know the reason you were, the original plan was for Melody to come over, bring the dude. Can we say his name?
Yeah, you can. I still call him Ottawa just because I think it's cute.
Yeah,
it's that's
just
my nickname for him. But his name's Shane. So yeah, you can call him Shane.
Fine. Okay, yeah. So Shane, the idea was to have you guys and Radio the Dog over for like a barbecue, and then we'd hang out in the basement in person to hang. And then the Friday night, remember I invited you over on a Friday night. It was like, hey man, you want to come over? You know, let's do it tonight, man. Come over and do a podcast and have a barbecue. And for various reasons, it was like, oh no, we already got plans, or I can't remember what it was, but good thing. Because I was probably asymptomatic that Friday night.
Crazy.
Because it was Saturday night that I ended up sick, and I didn't see anybody throughout that Saturday. So,
and you got the vid.
I know
you an episode you just released like yesterday or the day before. I don't know which was it. I thought I saw it online.
With
anyway,
Oz?
You talking about it. So I don't want to like kill it to death, but like, I'm so curious about all the symptoms and shit because we both have been dodging it this whole time.
We did 2.5 fucking years. Of this pandemic, working together, like not in the same studio, but in still the same building and still talking about the whole, you know, unprecedented times. We had a lot of content that we dealt with in that time. And and we never got sick ever. Like not even a cold. Like we were just there. And now, after all this time, I feel, it just feels shitty. It feels shitty. I'm like, man, how, you know?
Yeah.
But it caught up with me, man. It caught up. And now my favorite things, cannabis and fucking coffee, curry, it all tastes weird now.
Really?
And, it won't go away. I test negative, but like it won't go away. And I've got like a sinus thing going on.
Yeah, you sound like shit.
No.
I love you, man, but you sound like shit. You sound nasally. Like it's like, yeah, you sound like you have a bad cold.
Really? Because yeah, like, I did 7 hours of yard work the other day. Like I'm feeling great. But yeah, I do have like a kind of an on again, off again sinus headache.
Yeah. So, is it kicking your ass? Like, are you super tired and all the things everybody says?
I mean, I was, but it's been 2 weeks. Okay. So, you know, it was like, it was the long weekend that the tornado hit. Oh, right. You were at the cottage. That's why I was on the Friday night.
I dodged that too, apparently. Yeah. I was like fucking dodging everything.
Look at you, yeah, you're deacon everywhere. You missed the tornado. You missed COVID. Man, you missed such a great time, Melody. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, legit, I moved to Barrie. There was a tornado in Barrie, like what, last year. And then we move here. It's like the fucking tornado's here now, too. I'm like, what the hell? It's like following us around, man.
Yeah, that city councilor, Natalie, had her roof ripped off in that tornado, right? And she had that live video that went viral.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had that kind of a thing here. We have like shingles. I was like, oh, my God, honey, a bunch of shingles got ripped off the roof of the house. And then we looked and we're like, no, that's someone else's shingles. Like, it's been blown from yards over. Like, yeah, I saw a giant shed in the middle of the road. And I looked over and I saw like this fence that had a shed size hole in it. The tornado picked up the shed out of someone's backyard, threw it through their fence, and then it landed in the middle of the road. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope the cottage was nice. I bet it was.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was leaving here. That was the weird thing is there was no tornado warning here when we were here. Yeah.
When you were in the city.
Yeah, when we were still in the city, we were packing up to go. And then I got a message from my dad saying, hey, heads up, there's a tornado warning for the cottage, French River, which is where mine is. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so what, we're driving all the way up on, I guess it's 17, Highway 17. And I mean, the cloud, like, you know, something's coming, but nothing hit where we were. It went around the cottage and came to Ottawa. So we just like skirted like right around it. We missed the whole thing.
This is Melanie Luck. This is something that I'm dubbing Melanie Luck because you do have like luck in that way.
Yeah.
Like,
wild.
Whenever you take a vacation from work, it would always be like the worst week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's a huge snowstorm or something and you're on a beach in Tulum, Mexico, just hanging out, doing the thing.
Every now and again, it works out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's it been like, Mel? Like, so we both quit our job working as morning radio hosts in the city of Barrie. We did it for like almost four 4 years together and then five total for me.
Yeah.
And as what's it been like since you, I don't want to know what it was like after I left work, just after you left, what's it been like for you?
Yeah. After you left, I was traumatized. Just as a heads up. Fuck. You know, so like for me, it was more like facing some things by myself. That was really scary for me. You know, like I've been doing radio for a million years, the old vet thing. But there's some things I didn't do on my own. So I was like, I had to really work through a lot of that anxiety. But got through that. And I don't know, since I moved, I've been working on my business since. I can't say too many things about, you know, all the sort of personal stuff. But it's been really good. It's been really good. I think it's the best decision I could have made for myself. Yes. You know, it's one of those things. Like I said it on my podcast. Like, I don't want to tell people, you know, like the meme, you know, quit your job, buy the ticket. Yeah. It's okay. I lived in that too. I was like, you know, whatever. But it's a big move and you kind of got to be ready. And I wasn't really ready. I didn't have all my ducks in a row, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I had this amazing relationship, and I was like, "Look, it's time, man!" Like, I'm sitting in this little apartment by myself, miserable, just not happy here, lonely. Like, what's the point? Like, this is it's no good for anybody. I wasn't doing my best work on air because I just wasn't happy. Yeah. So the first 2 weeks in Ottawa were like, I was depressed. Like, I was terrified.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was just kind of like, what did I do? I'm not sure. Oh my God. And it was just like, Yeah, crazy. But like by week three, I was like, okay, I'm happy. It took me a minute to actually say that out loud because everyone, of course, was asking. And I finally, like the third weekend, I was like, no, I'm happy. I'm so happy I did this. It was really scary at first, for sure.
I guess I could see it. It went so quickly for me that, you know, that I mean, just the frantic move with a baby and, you know, it was just, it was so busy so that I didn't really even think about that kind of stuff. But I guess, you know, you have the time to think about it, especially when you were sitting in that little tiny one bedroom, not even one room.
It was one room,
apartment, like, So, and I knew you would be happier, and I know now that you're happy too. I can just tell.
Yeah.
There's like that.
I'm the happiest I've been in a long time. Like,
it's amazing.
You know, and I mean, I've obviously had conversations with radio stations. I probably end up back on the air at some point, or just like working through some details and stuff,
right?
Yeah, I guess it's more. There isn't like a sense of desperation, I think, where before it was like you just always feel desperate to be on the air. I still love radio. I love what I do for a living, but I do have a business and it's going really well. And I like working on that. And I like being my own fucking boss. And, you know, I like making decisions for myself. It's much harder work.
Yes.
It's a lot longer. You really realize when you step into another role, like, holy shit, do we ever have it easy, people working in radio? Like,
oh, it's so true. It's so true.
Like the laziest jobs ever. Like, it's legit. We do nothing. We just talk. Like, we do nothing.
And well, our mutual friend Dean Blundell was on the podcast a few episodes back to help relaunch here in the capital, the new episode. And that's exactly what he says, man. Radio is for exclusively for lazy people.
It's true. You
know? Yeah, I know. And
we like to convince ourselves that we're doing something, though. Like,
that it's so
we do like to get. It's like it's so. Look, I mean, the sacrifice of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to your morning show is shit. Yeah. Like that part is really shit.
It's no matter what the weather, like when you're the person who has to read out the bus cancellation announcements, like you're the last line of defense out there.
That's
every
right.
morning.
Yeah. Sucks. But really, I mean, at the end of the day, like I know not everyone, could jump on a mic and feel comfortable. It's more personality, wise that it's different, but in terms of like actual hard work and hours put in. It's a pretty easy gig.
The hard hours in terms of like the roll up your sleeves and do some stuff like there's not a lot of hard hours. It's so true.
Yeah.
And same thing, Mel, like I had that realization because when we first got here, I had a flurry of job interviews, like outside of broadcasting, like for example, was the project manager for marketing for Kettleman's Bagels. And I think I told you I sort of
famous in Ottawa.
They're the biggest thing. Yeah. And trust me, we have Kettleman's Bagel. I don't care that I didn't get the job, but like, but we have Kettleman's Bagel delivery. That's the thing. They'll bring you fresh bagels like on delivery.
Right. Even
Anyways, here's the thing, the pitch. I went all the way to the final, like I met the CEO and everything, right? I was like four interviews deep. And so I was probably the second pick. They probably had just two of us. I don't know. Anyways, but I met the CEO and we're talking and he's like, you know, look, we're rapidly expanding. We have two locations in Toronto now outside of Ottawa. By this time next year, we want to double our total locations in Ontario. He's like, that's a lot of marketing, heavy lifting, man. And he's like, are you ready for that? You know, to put those hours in, we're talking 12-hour days, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I said, yeah, for sure. I said, you know, I have a startup mentality and I'm always there to put the work into something I'm super passionate about. And of course, I'm passionate about your product. Look at me. But I remember driving home from that and I was like, I lied through my fucking teeth. I don't want to fucking put in 12-hour fucking days. No. You phony. You know, I'm just like looking at myself in the mirror being like, what the fuck? Like, sure, it would be awesome to have that title on your business card. It'd be awesome to be Big Chris, the bagel guy, you know, instead of Big
it
Chris.
It totally would work, by the way. Yeah.
I know. I would be a great ambassador, right? Yeah. And you know, using my Rolodex of people in radio to, you know, have product drops and, you know, and do stuff like that. So, you know, I was excited about that gig, but then when I realized, like, oh, fuck, you know, like, to make a good salary, but like, is it really worth that kind of like hours when my wife is putting in similar type hours? Yeah. When do we see our child? You know, like that's really what it boiled down to. So it's just a blessing I didn't get the gig, you know, and I had a few other similar opportunities like car dealerships and things like that. But you know, even though radio isn't what it used to be, it's still cool. It's still cool for me. You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. I get what you're saying, but I like that you're your own boss now, Melanie. I really do.
I do too. It's scary though, because I mean, it's scary no matter what. I mean, I think the reality is no matter if you become an entrepreneur and you decide to run your own shit, or you're working for the man, or you're in radio, whatever the business is, we always talk about behind the scenes in radio, how, you know, you just never know if you're going to wake up and the doors are going to be locked, you're going to have the job, or you're not going to have, we never know, but you don't know in anything. I don't know if next week I'm going to sell anything that I make. Like, I have no idea. We don't, the reality is we don't know. But there is something in the amount of work you put in, and it's like all the, like these 12 hour days I'm working and running this business, whatever. Yeah. Like, I know what, I'm not really making a whole lot of money in the beginning. I mean, that's the reality of like, well, you know, running a business.
Startup mentality, sir.
But, you know, I mean, if you stick with it, right? Like, you see the potential. Yeah. And I don't know, next year, the year after, I might be like, I don't know, it's too much work. But there is so much satisfaction in doing something for yourself and sort of feeling like you have some, you feel like you have some control of your life in radio. You never feel like that. And it, I mean, it's any business. We're talking about radio because that's what we do, but I never felt in control, you know, of anything that I had, or, when I had the most success, it was like, I know this can be pulled out from under me any second. It's like, I don't love living like that. And the freedom of deciding for myself, okay, I'm going to work, you know, 9 hours today. Today I'm going to put in five. Tomorrow I have to put in a little extra because today I want to do this. You know, I love that feeling. I mean, that's worth it all to me.
Yeah. Well, the episode title for this podcast is Melanie Martin Kimono Boss. I think that's the name. You should actually, I mean, listen, your podcast is great and everything. Yeah. Yeah. But maybe rebrand as Kimono Boss.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
No, but I think that one day Melanie is going to have this kimono business, which is what it is. Yeah. And we'll plug where you can find her in a second. Mm-hmm. But like, let me just say that like, I want to see a reality show out there on the Discovery app, on Discovery Plus, Melanie Martin Kimono Boss.
Right.
I think that's the name of your show, whether it's a reality TV show or what. But Melanie, you make kimonos. Lisa was just wearing one the other day. Yeah. She loves them. And, you know, we've given them as gifts. We bought some for gifts, you know, for Christmas presents and stuff, because I think they're great. I mean, I don't even know much about women's clothing or fashion or anything, but I think they're nice, man. And I think that you and Lisa loves them, and she's got great taste. So I trust that. So, yeah, man.
At this point, this is
your venture.
Yeah, no, I really like doing it. Because I mean, obviously I'm not like a super fashionista, but I do, you know, obviously appreciate fashion, and this is something that I know how to make. But you know, right now it's just starting out. Like, I, you know, this company, I'd like to expand into other things. I don't want to just be that. Yeah. But that's time, it's learning. I'm just figuring all this out. Like, you know, my dad did that. I think I look up to my dad a lot. Like, he had a huge career his whole life and then decided one day to go out on his own and build his own company. And he did. And it was a lot of work. Yeah. It's all things. I kind of feel like he's moving in that direction. Like, we're going to expand. It's going to get bigger. And then by the time you do all that, you're like, fuck it, I'm ready to sell. I'm done. You know, like, there's going to, I don't know.
My dad did too. Yeah. My dad built up his own, same as yours, is, you know, in his middle age, like at my age now, my dad struck out on his own with his own business and he built it up and built it up and built it up. And then he sold it, and he sold it for a huge chunk of change. Mm-hmm. And then, he decided to teach at Algonquin College. Like that was it.
Yeah, you never know.
And he did for a couple of years, but
yeah,
for some reason after I graduated from Algonquin College, he just was like, I'm kind of done with this job. He was just there to keep an eye on me.
He's babysitting you.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah, man. It's great to be back in my hometown of Ottawa. Speaking of,
and
you guys are like kind of in the West End, right? Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm not quite sure what end we're in.
Oh yeah. That's it took Melanie 2 years to figure out all the names off the 400 and Barry, like all the ends. You're like, I don't know that one.
Look, I mean, here's the thing about Ottawa that's so confusing for me is like, Shane keeps telling me that the lake or the river here is north.
Okay.
And I like just sort of adjusted to the fact that like living in Toronto, it took me years, you know, to figure out the lake was south. So everything. So for me, all water feels south, you know? So driving through Ottawa, he's like, that's north, isn't it? And I'm like, this place is fucking confusing. I don't know. I haven't. Anyways, we're in the Central Farm. That's all I know is that we're on the experimental Central Farm. Oh, the farm.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of Nepean area.
When you I don't think we're there. We're closer to Maryville.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So when you ask Google, what's the weather? What does it say?
I don't fucking know. It says it's hot outside, Chris. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. I wish
tell me here in Maryville today or whatever. I don't know where we are.
Yeah. So there's a part of Ottawa that I live in called Nepean. And so it differentiates for some reason, but not only does it differentiate and say the weather right now in Nepean is 22 degrees.
And yeah.
The fuck? Yeah. Nepean? I live in Nepean? Give me a break. I wish I had a clip of the Google down here or something and I could get it to do it. But, oh my God, man.
No, Nepean? She doesn't say that. She just tells me what it's going to be outside. So I don't really know.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well. That's crazy. Anyways, it's cool to have you in the city. And I know that next week, hopefully we're going to rendezvous in the Glebe. Which is a great little neighborhood. Yeah. Have you been down there yet?
I have.
I still don't know the city. Was it north or south?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had time to like explore. There's so much I haven't seen. Everyone keeps telling me, have you gone here? Have you done this? And like people, you know, everywhere messaging me, you got to do this. I'm like, I'm working on a business. I'm doing the thing. Like it's been like, 6 weeks since I've been here.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time on the farm because I walk the dog and it's literally my backyard.
That's like, awesome.
I step outside, we're on the farm, and I know I'm posting videos all the time on Instagram of the farm, but it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like you wake up and you're like, I am on a legit farm. There's cows and shit, Chris. There's cows
in the middle of the city.
And it's like these massive, beautiful trails, takes you right down to the canal. If you want to go to the canal, it's stunning. I love it so much. It makes me happy. Every day I walk on that farm, and I'm like discovering something new every morning, you know, new animal, new section, a new this. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Love it.
I love the Glebe, and it's unfortunate the property values there are just astronomical, even on a good day. And so, I'm never going to live down there, but I've always fantasized about living down there. I rented there when I was in college, but like that was it. I just love the vibe down there. That's where Kettleman's Bagels first location is, by the way. That's when I first fell in love with their product. But hopefully they'll sponsor the podcast, maybe.
Yeah, I tried them. I finally got a chance to try them. I'm sweating in here because we have only an AC unit. We don't have central AC in this building.
It's one of those
old buildings. I shut it off for your podcast. It's hot in here. I finally got a chance to try the bagels, and I know you were raving about them, and I was like, "Well, they're okay."
Really, they're just okay.
It was
fresh. Did you have it fresh?
I bought them from the grocery store.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're okay from the grocery store. They're okay. But you got to go into the location and then you got to pick out your cream cheese. Like it's a whole thing.
I haven't done all that yet. I still have to experience that.
I know we're going for Mexican next week, but
we are.
But I, you know, I do recommend if you're in the Glebe to go to the original Peppermints. It'll be an experience at a different time. But yeah, I think that's a cool neighborhood. I like that. Yeah. Elgin Street's great too, Mel. You know, let me be your guide. I'll show you the
so cool much
spot.
To discover here. Like I know a lot of people say, you know, even I was talking to a woman tonight and she actually said to me, she's born and raised in Ottawa. She goes, you know, it can get boring. And I was like, how? Where? How is it boring? Because, you know, everybody has said that, including Dean. I've heard Dean say it a number of times, you know, the city that Fun forgot or whatever. And I'm like, why? Yeah. I think it's fucking beautiful here.
It is. Like, it's just
beautiful.
Yeah. It's the mentality, Mel. Like, here's the other thing that I noticed when I got here. I drive like an asshole now.
Yeah.
By Ottawa standards, if you drive like you're from Toronto in Ottawa, you're a fucking prick.
Like, I have noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like people just are like, just going to get where I'm going. Like, it's like, am I in Prince Edward Island? What the fuck is going on here?
Like, and the traffic is glorious. Like traffic hour is like 15 minutes. And I'm like, what?
That's why everyone drives so slow.
It's great. Because, great.
Because there's no gridlock. Nobody's all fucking in traffic for 2.5 hours one way to their job. You know, like that's the kind of shit that actually happens. Nobody believes me here in Ottawa when I say how bad it was. Oh, I got stuck in traffic. I'm like, you mean it slowed down to 70?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, we come to full stops up in the GTA, motherfucker, extended amounts of time.
Yeah. You know, Shane moved here. I don't know. I think he said like 10 years ago, or whatever, from Toronto, Pickering. And he said he like would never go back for that reason. And it was just so stressful because, I mean, we've lived through it, right? Like that Toronto traffic is brutal. Like you spend more of your life in your car, you know, it's just like added stress in your life that you don't need. I can't imagine going back to that. Like there's no chance.
And we were even out in like
unless it's for the right big radio gig, maybe not.
Well, maybe there's some pretty big openings.
You're ready to
these
make another
days.
Movie.
Yeah, there's some pretty big openings out there. We can maybe hash that out later. Yeah, we can hash that out later. But yeah, no, like we're even out in the furthest suburb. Like we're the furthest suburb out here in Barrhaven, and it's like 25 minutes to Parliament.
Like, it's crazy.
What? Yeah, I know the infrastructure is great, and you're right, it's so scenic. Like downtown is just like incredible. I'm glad you're appreciating it, man, because it's not my favorite place to see a concert. Like when I was a kid, we used to drive to Montreal to see if we go see Pearl Jam or Smashing Pumpkins. I remember a specific project. We drive to Montreal to see them because that was like a crazier time. The crowd is wilder in Montreal and Ottawa. Everyone just stays seated and like, you know, it's like,
well, and do the big concerts even come here? I feel like they've always skipped over Ottawa. Like it's always been like Montreal or Toronto.
Yeah, sometimes. Not when I was younger. When I was younger, all the acts I wanted to see came here, like Pearl Jam and, you know, Stone Temple Pilots, you know, when they were like at their height, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Harry Styles is not coming here, Chris. Like,
sorry. I guess it depends what music you enjoy, what decade you're still stuck in. Like,
we got tickets for Blues Fest, though.
Yeah, that's gonna be the bomb. That's the biggest event here in Ottawa. It's the best.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. We're gonna see Alanis Morissette on the Friday night, Jack Johnson on the Friday night, which is like the kickoff to Blues Fest, and then Sunday night it's Alanis.
That's great. Yeah, no, I've heard all about Alanis. Somebody else has tickets too, along with their bestie. You know, you'll probably run into the Lisa down there.
Yes. I'm stoked.
It's dangerous, man. She'll be on the loose, man. She'll be liquored up hard, I'm sure.
Yeah, good. She should be. Night out.
That's, man, I married the woman of my dreams, and guess what? The woman of my dreams can drink as much whiskey as I can. It's truth, man. Absolute truth.
How has that been, being at home?
Stay-at-home
dad. It must be crazy
for
you.
That's such
I know you're
question.
Working now again, but like, you know, you're doing a lot of the
Monday to Friday I'm running the show. You know, and here's the thing too, like I have part-time daycare at my disposal technically, but we went 3 weeks without her being in daycare while Lisa was on the road in Halifax and in Toronto. I was just single dad for three weeks. Oof. Kudos to you, Melanie, because you were a single mom. Fucking kudos. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
That was 3 weeks of my life. I think I aged 10 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was like, I'll take COVID over that any day. Like, oh my God, man. That was wild. Yeah, it was tough. So, and the daycare thing, like, our daycare provider got sick, and then her son is in the daycare. It's like a private daycare.
Oh.
So her son catches a cold. She has to shut down the daycare.
Yeah.
It's a fucking terrible system. It's fucking terrible. Yeah. But I'm trapped in it, and that's my only relief, is hopefully she'll get into daycare so I can get some sanity back.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, it's great. Like, I do love my time with her. As you know, there's the times that you fucking hate and then the times that you love. And like, you know, you finally like put her to bed and then go out on the back deck and smoke a doob. And then all I do is just sit there and look at pictures of her on my phone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, that was a sweet moment today. You know, like, I forgot all about the time she puked sardines all over me, you know, like an hour earlier. But oh my God, she had a great time on the swings with grandpa, you know?
Yeah. So I remember those days perfectly. It was the same. It was like stress all day long. And oh my God, I can't wait till she's in bed. I can't do this anymore. And then the second she's in bed, you have a moment to breathe. You're like, oh, what an angel.
I know. She's so
fucking much. Oh my God. Look at her sleeping. She's so fucking cute.
I know. Yeah.
Look at her on the monitor.
Look at her on the monitor. But the one thing that I'm starting to like really, and this started even during the pandemic, you know, I got into gardening. Remember that when I, well, we have this house and we've got a front garden and a back garden and not a big lawn, but a lawn. Mm-hmm. And like a fence and a shed. I got a fucking shed.
I am a
41-year-old dude. I got a shed.
Do like you even have tools to put in the shed?
No, I keep the lawnmower in there and our compost and stuff like that. And our winter tires. Mm-hmm. You know,
you gotta step up that game. You need stuff to put in the shed.
Well,
you can't have a shed with just a lawnmower and some tires.
Trust me, I am getting there because
you need some Makita shit.
Well, here I'm lucky too that I do need Makita shit. I do, but my dad lives not that far away, so anything I really need, he's got in the barn there. He's got a whole workshop and everything. But so me looking after the grounds has been like, to me, kind of a labor of love, but also like it's frustrating because I don't ever have the time. So like, I'm like, oh my God, like I need to do the weeding, like, you know, all the fucking dandelions. And I went to war on the dandelions in the front yard, you know, like that's who I am now. I'm like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, who the fuck are you, man? Yeah. You know, like old me would want to kick now me's ass.
Yeah.
If he met me being like, oh my God, all the dandelions are pissing me off.
I get that.
And here's the other thing. So I won the war.
How I feel when I'm at the sewing machine and I'm like been there for like 12 hours and I'm like stuffing my face with fucking cheesecake and like, who am I? It's hot in here. It's like a sweatshop. What the hell? What happened to me?
Yeah, oh, totally. Fuck. I'm just sort of like grinding away in that regard.
Yeah.
What were we talking
being
about?
Being a dad, dandelions, oh, doing the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck,
so yeah. So the latest thing.
So
okay.
Then, I won that war. So then radio going to work to do your new radio gig must make you kind of come back to Chris. Like you must feel like, okay, this is me. This is my shtick. This is what I do. It's rock radio. It's like,
it's real totally rock. Too.
Yeah.
It's not like that shit we were playing in Barry. It's real rock. It's guitar rock, man.
Yeah.
Fucking AC/DC and Guns N' Roses and Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, all the classics. Plus, we're playing some 90s Soundgarden and fucking, oh yeah, man, it's fucking crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's your nightmare.
My nightmare.
But you're right. No, I do. I trust me, I do slip back into fucking, you know, the Chris that we all know and love.
I'm sure. Yeah.
On weekends. Like, I'm a weekend rocker now. I need a fucking motorcycle to drive to work, you know? Just like I'd be a real weekend warrior.
Yeah.
But like, I leave that radio station and I just got the fucking radio cranked with the windows down. And I just like, I'm fucking leaving town. I'm going, I'm driving out to the East Coast.
I'm just going
to
keep driving.
I'm just going to keep driving. I don't want to go back. Don't turn me into the other guy again.
And then you get to the stop sign, you're like, fucking dandelion.
Yeah, I know.
You got to go
I
back know. To the dandelions.
Yeah, I got to go back and fight the war. So yeah. the latest war. So the dandelion war is over, all right? But I now am at war with birds, specifically starlings, who are fucking shitting all over my back deck. Like everything. Blair's little wading pool, the patio cushions, the barbecue, the deck itself, the windows, for God's sake, why? The fence, everything is covered in bird shit daily. Lisa was like, oh, I'll just buy, you know, she works at a home improvement, she works at Lowe's.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I'll just bring home a pressure washer. I'm like, great. I can't pressure wash. I can't keep up with the pressure washing. I can't wash five times a week.
Yeah. Like
it's daily. Have to get rid of these fucking starlings in a humane way. I know you're an animal lover.
Yeah.
This is my
solution. You don't have plans for them. What's your solution?
This is the solution.
Oh, shit.
It is a decoy mechanical owl. And it has realistic head turning. Well, actually, not realistic. As you can see in the photo that we have up for our video viewers, the head turns 360 degrees like the fucking Exorcist.
The full on feral.
Yeah. So what's going to scare away fucking birds? An owl, or an owl that's head turns clean around every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes noises.
Yeah. It has a speaker, right? This is my Instagram poll that I said, I should buy this, right? 86% said yes. 14% people said no.
I would like you to buy it as well, because I have the same issue at the cottage. We have a dock out in the middle of the water. And every time we get back on the weekend after a week away, it's the seagulls have shit all over the dock, and you're out there and you're scrubbing and it's disgusting. And it's just the sun is baking it and baking it. And last year we tried a few different things. Like, people were suggesting getting the, like, it looks like a windmill, but you know, it makes noise and you put it on the dock and the birds are scared. Did not keep them away. They shit all over that thing, actually.
They were like, fuck this.
Yeah. The next step was to put up like the silver pie plates, because apparently that keeps them away. And I'm like, I can't do that in the middle of the river. It's going to look so ghetto. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Yeah, you want CDs hanging from the tree branches? No.
So I've heard about the owls. I've heard it actually works.
Good.
So if it works, I want to know. I'm going to buy one too.
Well, and here's the other thing too. Look at this. It's on Amazon. $26.77. It's $26.
The super cheap. How big is it?
I don't know. Well, look, it's kind of there. You can kind of see a couple little examples there. It looks big enough. It looks
big for $26.
That's what I mean. I question the price. I expected it to be higher priced if it has all these features, right?
Yeah.
So I'll report back. I'll do an unboxing video and a review.
Yeah, you should. Look, I mean,
I'll be an owl influencer.
Yeah. And I mean, at the very least, you're going to smoke a little bit. You're going to sit and listen to that thing do its woo woo. And you're going to have a great time. Like, whatever.
So I put this on my Instagram for a poll and put it on Facebook, because guess what? Lisa doesn't want me to get it.
Why?
And I was like, that's what I said. And she's like, I'm not having a fucking stupid owl out on our back shed. And I'm like, honey. She's like, it makes noise. Somebody's going to call bylaw. That's what she said.
Because there's a potential owl next door.
Like, it is a tightly packed suburb. You know, there are a lot of houses and a lot of, you know, we can see everyone's yards.
Yeah.
Everyone will understand. People will probably be thankful. Good. Scare the fucking birds away.
You're totally going to start a thing. I bet you your next door neighbor's going to be like, how are you keeping these starlings away, man? What's the secret?
That's exactly it. And like, it is a total keeping up with the Joneses neighborhood, this place.
Is it?
Like, yeah. Whenever you get out here, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
You'll see and you'll understand. You can drive for 10, 15 minutes. You don't even see a fucking corner store. It's houses. Wow. Houses. Nice. Like, I lived in Newmarket, as you know, which is a suburb of Toronto. That's a small town. This is just tracts of housing. It's crazy, man.
The houses, did they all look the same? Is it like the same?
Yeah, it's like the same company. So there's different versions of, you know, different sizes and whatever, but you know, it's the same company. It's just built these huge suburbs. Now, to their credit, they've done a very nice job. Like there's great walking trails and like there's a little like little lake with ducks. We take Blair down there and she like chases, she's running now. So she chases them around, like clapping and, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's awesome from that regard.
But they missed the starling problem.
I don't know how, like, why birds invaded this place.
Why the fuck?
Why birds? Why
just
birds?
To give you extra work, man. Just to give you extra work.
Sorry, a little throat clear there.
It's okay. I was taking a beer.
Good.
Taking a beer.
It's excellent. So
yeah,
it'd be great to have you guys out so you can see it in person. And hopefully we'll get this whole situation sorted out, Mel.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a review on it, you know, and let's make it a trend.
Totally.
Hashtag owl me.
Yeah. Owl me up. Owl me up. Exactly.
Blair is, by the way, she's got a pretty big vocabulary and she's sign languaging and shit.
Really?
So, yeah, I know. It's not going to be very long until this.
Ma?
Yeah, puppy?
Do we have a cat?
No, why would you say we have a cat?
Because Dad last night was saying, oh, I'm going to beat that kitty, baby. Why would Dad even want to hurt a cat?
What are you listening to? What happened? Did nobody was in front
you
of
you need to be
cat?
In bed, all right?
Oh, God.
I love the dad. Hey, you need to be in bed, all right?
Right?
So me. Hey, he's getting bad.
Oh God. Do you believe that one is real?
That?
I didn't believe it was real. Yeah, it felt a little fake to me. I saw that one. I was like, no. It feels fake.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, Mel. I don't know. I thought
it. Well, put it on again. This. Watch it again. Watch it again. I want to see it again. I feel
Ma.
Yeah, puppy.
Do we have a cat?
No, why would you say we have a cat?
Because Dad last night was saying, oh, I'm gonna beat that kitty, baby. Why would Dad even want to hurt a cat?
What are you listening to? What happened? Did nobody was in front
you
of
you? You need to be
cat?
In bed, all right?
I'm not sure.
He spits that beer out pretty convincingly, like he was truly surprised.
Yeah, you got to convince me it's real. You know, everybody's always trying to go viral, Chris. Come on.
No, that's true. I know. You're right. Okay, it's probably fucking true.
I don't know. I just don't believe a whole lot these days when I see stuff like that. It's funny, but.
All right. There's something that's been.
Sorry, did I kill your shit? I'm sorry.
Nah, it's fine. There's been something that's been on that I've played a bunch of times here on the podcast. I'm going to play it for you again.
Okay.
Only because the verdict came down in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah.
Fucking Captain Jack Sparrow escaped again. Damn it. Like, fuck. He's the lesser of two pieces of shit. But, anyways, here is. Allegedly, Amber Heard doing cocaine in court.
If you want to hang out, you got to take her out. Cocaine. If you want to get down, down on the ground. Cocaine.
That one was convincing to me.
That was real, right? And that's not doctored, man.
Dude, I don't know, man. I saw that on your socials and I was like, whoa, I've been watching this trial like nonstop and I didn't see that. Like that slipped by somehow. But man, that looks, I don't know. That looks pretty legit to me.
If you wanna hang out, you got to take her out. Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just the way she blocks off one nostril, even like, okay, I just had to blow my nose this side only.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Hollywood,
I don't know what to make of that. Yeah,
it's not the most.
Did you watch it? Did you watch the whole trial?
Nothing. I didn't watch just that. Just that. That's all I've seen, and the clips of the shitting on the bed. You know, I mean, that's all really it is to me.
I was locked and loaded.
So you were right on it, like the OJ trial. Like you were watching every minute of it.
Yeah, every minute of it. And like, I feel like it, the whole thing was
as you're
a whole
sewing
lot of,
kimonos.
Exactly. It's true. But like, it all felt like really none of our business from get go. I felt like this is none of our business. That's all I kept feeling, like uncomfortable and awkward watching it. But I was like, I was locked in. I could not turn it off. I had to watch the whole thing.
Wow. And your thoughts, Johnny Depp sort of won this one, or there's no winners, is there?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, yeah.
Are you on Team Depp or Team Heard? Do you have a team in this one?
Yeah, I definitely don't. I definitely believe him a little more. Yeah. I think I definitely believe him a little bit more, you know, but he certainly was abusive as well.
That's
you know,
what I mean. Yeah.
It was an abusive relationship. It's just like some of the things that she was saying in the tapes that really got me, you know, where it was like, yeah, I mean, she just sounds like she's having a meltdown. And I've been in those kind of crazy ass meltdowns myself. So I heard some stuff in there that was like,
Oh, no, you know, like a little too familiar.
Yeah, like, you know, back in the more immature days, you know, like chasing him around in the bathroom when he's like, I need fucking space, and you don't give him space. You just keep going. I'm not, you know, saying that it was okay for anything. Like, I don't even want to, whatever.
Anyways,
but like, you know, like where you're in the middle of a fight and the person's trying to leave and you don't want to let them leave and you're in that emotional meltdown, you know it. All of those things felt pretty legit to me just because I've been there myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it just felt like a totally abusive relationship, period. I did feel like it went the right way. I definitely feel like it went the right way for sure.
Yeah, because I do feel like, you know, I mean, not that I really have an opinion or a thought, but I've always thought of her, even when she first got together with him, I'm like, she's just using him. She's using him for parts in movies, which I think there was some evidence to prove that he had gotten her roles. I don't know for sure.
But I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, I just, the whole thing for me was just like, it's all about the clips, like the Charlie Sheen meltdown. Yes, it was sad that Charlie Sheen melted down, but I will never, ever, ever not laugh when I see the fucking, I'm a fucking wizard, whatever, tiger wizard. Yeah. Or whatever he said.
Tiger blood. Was it tiger blood or something?
Yeah, tiger's blood. Tiger and blood. I'm a fucking warlock. Yeah, I'm a warlock.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'll never not laugh when I see Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's sofa.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I just like celebrities being assholes. I don't know why, but I do.
I hear you. I mean, it makes for something funny, but it was awkward. Like I was, like I said, watching all of it, but the whole time felt awkward. Yeah. I'm like, why am I hearing this? Like, why am I knowing? Like, I don't want to know this shit, but I can't stop watching. It was wild. Like, it's like, and you're just looking at it like, that's Johnny Depp, you know?
Yeah.
That's Johnny Depp.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Crazy.
Or any of those other memorable roles, Gilbert Grape or whatever. That was that Gilbert?
Yeah, Gilbert Grape.
Well, that's sort of Leo, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like Gilbert any Grape, of those. What's that? Sorry.
What's eating? I can't remember. Fuck.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Yeah, I don't know. Listen, there was a porno parody of it too. Like,
you're more likely to remember that title.
Yeah, I can't remember. I get them confused all the time. Yeah, whether it was What's Eating Gilbert Grape or Gilbert Ate Somebody's Grape or Melanie, where can people find your business? I want to support this. You're here in Ottawa for anyone listening in the nation's capital.
I am.
They can find you in person.
Yeah, so I'm at Byward Market pretty much most weekends. I'm there tomorrow or this weekend
for
anyway.
Saturday,
And then I do a couple of different markets in and around Ottawa. And then, of course, online, Instagram, Avocados and Tequila is what it's called, or Avoquila for short.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where you can find the business.
Awesome. And check it out. Check out the gram. See the product. Yeah. You'll love it. I know you will.
Thanks, buddy.
Here's the thing. I didn't even tell Lisa that you were doing that. Like, that's how terrible of a friend I am, I guess. But like, she was like, hey, what's this Avoquila thing on Instagram? And I'm like, oh, that's Melanie's business. She's like, Melanie has a business? And I was like, yeah. Like, this is like, because Mel, you were cooking this up before
Yes.
This isn't just something you just launched last week.
No. Like, Yeah.
So like this is, it's a couple of years ago. And like, she's like, oh, he has a business. I'm like, Oh my God, these are lovely. So, so it's from a genuine place, man. So check out Avoquila.
Thanks, buddy.
At Avocados and Tequila.
Yes. Yeah. And the short is Avoquila. So the whole avocados and tequila thing was like kind of balanced, you know, it's like trying to do something healthy, but you also need tequila. It's called balance. So
yeah, you get those omega-3 fats from the, from the avocado and and the tequila. I hope we can do the little guac and tequila soon, Mel.
Yes.
Next week, hopefully, or even at, even here at the ranch, because we make a pretty good guacamole up in this house.
I'd like to get there at some point for sure.
I know, man. I like to entertain, and unfortunately, you know, COVID really is a fucking bastard for that.
I know.
Thanks for coming on, Mel. Great chatting. And,
no problem.
Thanks, man. And we'll see you around soon and come back again, okay?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It's a good time to leave. We're losing light. I got like no light in this room.
Yeah, I know. The sun's setting. Yeah, there we go. And and your podcast too, Melanie Martin Unfiltered. Oh,
yes, that's right. Unfiltered with Melanie.
How could we forget? Unfiltered with Melanie. It's also on the Dean Blundell Network. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into tonight's live stream. And for those subscribing via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, drop a review and a star rating for Apple Podcasts. Yes, that's me pandering again for just, affirmation. Yeah, I'd love a little affirmation. That'd be great. Everything through DeanBlundell.com for blogs and podcasts, including this one. Have a great evening, everyone. Take care.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.